From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The polls have just closed in Georgia and Vermont, the first of 10 states holding primaries or caucuses on this Super Tuesday. And according to network exit polls, the candidate who won Vermont is Howard Dean, who pulled out of the Democratic presidential race 2 weeks ago. John Kerry is leading in Georgia. More than half of the delegates needed for the nomination are at stake this evening. Even before voting began today, Kerry had better than a 3-1 delegate lead over his closest rival, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina.
In this half hour, we'll go both to Vermont and to Georgia and check in with both the Edwards and Kerry campaigns. We begin now with NPR's Scott Horsley, who is with the Kerry campaign at the old post office in Washington, D.C. Scott, how important is that primary in Georgia to Senator Kerry?
Well, Robert, Georgia is probably the state that Senator Edwards had the best chance of winning today. It's his native South, and they have an open primary, which could play to Edwards' supposed strength with crossover voters. So if this John Kerry lead holds up in Georgia, that would be a powerful statement that the primary phase of this campaign is just about over. Senator Kerry was in Georgia last night. He had a very raucous rally in Atlanta. He got the endorsement of the Atlanta mayor, Shirley Franklin. And I think the Kerry folks must be very happy with what they're seeing out of Georgia so far.
I mean, the Kerry view would be that if Senator Edwards can't beat him in Georgia, then Senator Edwards can't beat him. What are the people there at the party at the old post office doing tonight?
Well, I have to say the party is just barely getting started, if that. This is an impromptu celebration for John Kerry. He was expecting to be in Tampa, Florida tonight, looking ahead to the Florida primary and to the role that Florida might play in the general election. He made a longer than usual stop in Washington in order to participate in that vote on Capitol Hill with the gun liability legislation.
And quickly, Scott, in addition to the Georgia vote, what other states are of particular significance to the Kerry folks today?
Well, I think Ohio was also thought to be a potential contest, and there was also some talk about Minnesota. Neither John Kerry nor John Edwards paid much attention to New England, and, of course, we have the interesting result there in Vermont with Howard Dean carrying that.
Yes, that former Vermont governor and former presidential candidate Howard Dean has actually won the Vermont primary. Scott, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley, who is at the old post office in Washington, D.C., which is where John Kerry, I gather, is going to talk to his supporters later tonight.